Carlos Ghosn, the one-story chair of Nissan Motor Company, was indicted today in Tokyo for understating his pay by about $43 million between 2010 and 15. It's shocking news about the man who once earned the names 7-Eleven and Mr. Fix-It for the tireless work ethic that rescued Nissan from the brink of bankruptcy two decades ago. He also forged a powerful alliance of Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi. He even had a popular manga comic book series made about his life. Well, if these allegations are true, they may need to write a sequel. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off, joins us now. Jill, first off, tell us more about what Ghosn and Nissan are accused of.
Well, the prosecutors in Tokyo are alleging that he conspired to report just about half of his compensation for the 5 years ended March of 2015. And although this was not part of the formal charges right this minute, there also could be additional charges for the 3 years ending March of 2018. And if you put those 8 years together, it looks like understatements of about 80 million bucks. And I should also note, it's not just Ghosn. It is also his deputy who is sitting in jail right now, I should say. And they will be in jail for until this thing gets adjudicated.
Is that what they mean when they say Nissan was indicted as well? Because people had to know that he was doing this.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the two individuals are facing up to 10 years in prison. Nissan faces a maximum fine of up to 700 million yen. That translates into $6.25 million for each year of incorrect financial reports. So, you know, tallying it up over 8 years, it's 50 million bucks. I should also note that Japan has a very high conviction rate. More than 97% of criminal cases in Japan result in a guilty verdict.
Okay, look, I would say, given that, you know, maybe 10 years in jail, why would he do this? Isn't it enough to be a multimillionaire? But I think we might need a psychologist for that. But why is it so important to know what someone's actually making?
Well, I mean, look, this is enormously important because if you're understating your compensation, what else are you understating? And I think that this really does call into question, what else did Ghosn do? Remember, he was the chairman and CEO of Renault, the chairman of Nissan, the chairman of Mitsubishi, and the CEO of the Dutch entity that acts as the bridge between Nissan and Renault. He was seriously considered like the god of the global automotive world.
Well, we mentioned this alliance between Nissan, Mitsubishi, and Renault. After Ghosn's arrest on November 19th, Nissan and Mitsubishi dumped him as chair. Renault has kept him on for now. What does this mean for the alliance, and how are the markets reacting?
I think that each of the companies is down 2-3% on the announcement of the indictment. But this really does call into question as well what happens in corporate governance when one guy is so much part of a company's fabric. So I would imagine that there are going to be some names floated for these companies, but I almost could bet that from the Japanese side, they want a Japanese national in charge of their companies that are such big parts of their economy.
Well, we'll keep watching. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's just, why isn't $15 million enough? Why do you have to add?